Hey, besties. Last week, we gave you guys ways to keep your current relationships positive. We talked about relationship patterns and how they impact our lives down to the people we surround ourselves with. We even gave you signs to look for that you may be caught up in a toxic dating pattern. So I definitely suggest checking it out if you missed it. But this week, you get me. I'm talking to y'all about being single and happy, feeling fulfilled without being in a relationship. And you already know the drill. Grab your favorite snack and your drink, and let's get into it. So I would say that I'm pretty good at being fulfilled without being in a relationship. And that is not a humble brag by any means, but most of my adulthood I've been single. Now, don't get me wrong. I've definitely whined about being single because I feel like I'm supposed to. And I'm sure I've convinced myself at some point that if I'm not in a relationship, it's because nobody picked me. But when great people have come into my life, I actually have had a really hard time letting go of my independence and adjusting my life to fit in with that other person. And since we're all just different people with different priorities, maybe whether or not a relationship is fulfilling to you has something to do with your needs and wants at a particular moment of your life. If I had to venture a guess, I'd say that there's probably a 50-50 split among women when it comes to those who feel they need a relationship to have a full life and those who don't feel they need to be in a relationship to be fulfilled. I mean, even myself, I've had friends who are serial monogamists. And I've had friends who still remain unable to commit. And whether you haven't found the right partner yet or you want to be alone, it is possible to be happy and live a fulfilling life. I think one of the most important things to remember about being single or being alone is to understand that this situation is not permanent. Maybe you recently have gotten out of a bad relationship, or maybe you've lost someone close to you. And this is the reason why you're alone. Make peace with the fact that this is temporary. Don't get me wrong, it's perfectly fine to find someone to share your life with in the future because most people don't want to live their life all by themselves. But at this moment, spending some time alone will help you rediscover yourself and gain more clarity on what you want from life going forward. The next important thing to note is to remember that this will get better. If you suddenly move to a new city for a job or for school and are feeling lonely or scared, that's totally normal. If you are facing extreme loneliness and or depression, please understand that this stage you're in will not last forever. You may be alone, but you can choose not to be lonely. It is completely possible to be alone and be happy with yourself. You are enough and you are valuable. And once you become comfortable being alone, your loneliness will fade into becoming non-existent, trust me. However, it is going to take some effort from you, yes you, to make it a reality. Next, do not compare yourself to other people. This is very common. And this is where the saying, the grass is always greener on the other side, comes into play. We as human beings are sort of built that way, to be honest. You can be walking on the street and you'll see families or couples everywhere you go or a group of friends hanging out, and it can trigger the loneliness or make you wish that you had what they have. But don't let it affect you. You don't know their story. You only know yours. And you really don't know if those people are truly happy or having problems worse than you. Okay, this fourth one is necessary, okay? Avoid negative influences. Sometimes when we are going through loneliness or troubling times in life, it's very easy to seek out stories that highlight dark truths, pain, and suffering to make ourselves feel better about what we might be going through. But keep this in mind, okay? Whatever you read seeps in and slowly starts affecting your mindset and your personality. Your positivity is going to get you through this. So in my opinion, it's a good idea to stay away from any stories or books or movies or people that may be a negative influence or harbor negative feelings like fear, sadness, anger, or depression. The same goes for social media. Follow people or companies or whatever that brighten your day and inspire you to live a more fulfilling life. These tiny little changes will have a compound effect and will help you become happier. Number 5, work on a gratitude list every morning. It is really easy to handpick what's missing from our lives rather than being grateful for what we actually have. So, every morning as soon as you wake up, I want you to make a list of what you're happy for or grateful for. You can say this out loud to yourself while you're getting ready, save it as a note in your phone to reread every morning, or write it down and put it somewhere where you will see it on a daily basis. It doesn't have to be big life-changing things. It can be as little as having a bed to sleep in, a car to drive, food to eat, a TV, a phone, a job. But one thing about showing gratitude is that it will come back to you. This next one is forgotten by most of us way too often. Make time to fall in love with yourself. You are spending all or most of your time with you anyway. Especially if you've just recently become single or you're working on self-love, you need to become your best friend. And the best way to do that is to like and then eventually love yourself for exactly who you are. A good way to start this process is to begin a journal. Sounds corny, I know, but listen to me. It doesn't have to be perfect, and you don't need to journal for 30 minutes, an hour, a day. It can be a sentence. It can be a page. Just do it. Journaling every single day will help you record your progress and be a huge outlet for your feelings and your thoughts. And here are a few things you can write about. What do you really want from life? Where do you see yourself in 5, 10, 15 years? What truly makes you happy? What is something you've always wanted to do but never had time to? Make a plan to do it. What are those things that you've done in the past that you're proud of? Apart from journaling, talk to yourself. It doesn't mean that you're going crazy. Talking to yourself is healthy. It's your inner voice that you need to listen to, and it's that same voice that tells you to be calm when you're anxious or helps you solve problems when you're feeling like they're too big for you. Number 7, distract yourself. And I don't mean that you should do this all the time, but sometimes when negative thoughts or feelings just won't go away, you should find a better outlet for those feelings. In these moments, try to intentionally get up and do something that makes you happy. Learn how to pass the time doing something you love or enjoy without overanalyzing and overthinking it too much. If you haven't found your life's calling, now is the perfect opportunity to do so. Think about anything and everything that truly makes you happy and do more of it. If you've always wanted to start a YouTube channel, do it. If you've always wanted to start a side business, do it. If you've always wanted to get a dog, go get one. If you've always wanted to help the homeless, start finding ways to do that. The point is to experiment, tweak it, and take a chance. And last, but certainly not least, know that even if you feel alone, you're not. There are a lot of people going through loneliness right now, right this very moment. It's totally normal to feel everything you're feeling. Loneliness is something that has to be endured, and the best way to deal with it is to find a way to live with it and fight through it. Being single is not a bad thing. Sure, it can be very tempting to go down that rabbit hole of negative thoughts, but thoughts like, I'm miserable, or nobody loves me, I'm gonna die alone, are not gonna help you. This is a sign that you need to start loving yourself and work on being completely happy by yourself before being happy with someone else. If you start finding happiness within titles, relationships, friendships, etc., and you don't have happiness stemming from yourself first, the second you lose one of those things that's keeping you happy is the second everything shatters. But if you find happiness within yourself and the things in your life just amplify it, it's not going to matter what comes or goes. You'll always remain happy. And of course, there is absolutely no shame in constantly being in a relationship, just as there's no shame in constantly being single. But with that being said, I think as with anything in life, if you are finding yourself gravitating towards a comfort zone, it's time to break it. Because that's when growth happens. I think the most important thing is to just keep challenging yourself and break that pattern. And all of the advice I've mentioned this entire episode worked for me, but it didn't work all at once. I had to keep trying multiple methods, consistently figuring out new ways to not go down the rabbit hole of darkness. For people who live inside their heads a lot, loneliness can be crippling. At the end of the day, though, only you can choose to be happy. Your environment, the people you surround yourself with, and all of the things you do help, but it's your mindset and your willpower that will get you through it. Make lists, draft personal goals for yourself, and find something worth doing in your life that does not surround a person. Baby, nobody should be able to take the joy and happiness away from you. You can do this. Just start with one tiny step. And remember, being single is 1,000 times better than being half-loved, being abused, not being loved at all, an unrequited love, or being with someone and still feeling alone. Well, guys, I hope you've enjoyed spending a little bit of your Tuesday with me, and make sure you come back next week because Sam and I will be debating some questions and topics sent in by some of you and some that we've come up with ourselves, and you do not want to miss our 100% honesty on some of these. Make sure that you are following us on Instagram at co.signpodcast, and we'll see you next week.
Oh my god.